Final time with our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamma. We're joined by the Panthers boys basketball coach, Chris Brown. It's brought to you by Holt Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, before we dive into the sub-state tournament, just a thought on that regular season finale earlier in the week at home against Holton. The Wildcats able to get the win there, 62-43. Take us back to that one and just kind of a few key takeaways from that game.
Oh, they just made so many more winning plays than we did in the second half specifically. It was back and forth for most of the first half, but then they kind of just started dominating the glass and too many turnovers for us. And to their credit, they knocked down quite a few shots. They hit 8 threes. So, team like that with some size and athleticism also hitting from behind the arc is going to make it tough. But we didn't guard anybody and need to do a lot better job of that moving forward if we want to find a way to win games in sub-state.
Yeah, at this point, you know as well as anyone around that once you get to this point, it doesn't really matter what happens in the regular season. It's a one-game scenario. The records are out the window, so anybody certainly has an opportunity. But before kind of diving into that, I just kind of want to get your thoughts on the season as a whole, your senior class, a lot of guys stepping up for you this year, playing some key roles. So in terms of just some players that stood out to you throughout the course of the year, who were some that kind of come to mind there?
Yeah, we talked about it a little before the game last night with our three seniors. We've got Matt Buskirk and Jackson Stevens and Carson Beam, and just talked to the young guys about improvement, and from the outside looking in, they won four games their senior year, and I know they wanted to win more, and had some tough breaks with scheduling and snow days and stuff like that that took away a couple opportunities for more. But the other way to look at it, and this isn't talking bad on anybody, it's showing a improvement, is they won two games combined in seventh and eighth grade, and so now their senior year, obviously, with some other kids involved too, but their senior year they won four. Well, that's better than they were in middle school, so they worked and they've been involved in the summer program and they've played a lot of games from now and then, and they got better. And do we wish we were, even more better? Of course, but it's not an accident. The improvement happens when you work hard. So those three great examples of working hard in the summer and improving their games and being at everything we organized and certainly set a good example for the young guys on what it takes to show up and work.
Well, a former Big 7 league, of course you guys are now in the Big East, but Riverside, they made the jump from what was the Big 7 now in the Northeast Kansas League, and they put together a really solid year. They were one of the top four teams in that league this year. They won 14 games, and that's going to be your opponent on Friday night. So certainly some familiarity there with this opponent, and obviously a pretty tough out here on the road to begin the sub-state tournament.
Yeah, they've had a nice year, and they're deep. Had a chance to watch a little film on them today, and certainly that's what jumps out to me is they're bringing guys off the bench that can really play. And, that's an indication of a winning team, and of course, like you said, we're familiar with them but certainly not the same team we played last year. But kind of have an idea of what they can do, and they're way better. I think they're significantly better than they were last year. So, now from the opposite standpoint, I don't care if it's Riverside and their history with our league, or any team.
Right.
My message to the guys was it's going to be really hard to play a team if it's a non-league team in sub-state that's better than the teams we play in our league, because I think it's the best league in the state and I don't think it's close. So that's kind of the message to them is, hey, obviously our year didn't go well and we didn't win as many games, but it's just going to be really hard for me to believe that anybody will play in the sub-state if it's a non-league game. I just don't think they're going to be as good as, the Nemahas and the St. Mary's and the Silver Lakes and the Rossvilles and the Perry LeComptons. The league is loaded. Sabethas. All these teams are all what I consider to be elite teams. And so it's very likely that your matchup's going to be against somebody who's, not as good as someone you've played this year. So hopefully, if that schedule, didn't kill us, it made us stronger and prepared us for these opportunities. Now play some non-league games in sub-state and go give it a shot and see what happens.
Yeah, when you move on, lose, the season is done. So Friday night, 7 o'clock at Riverside. You mentioned their bench and their depth and what they can do there. But in terms of just keys to the game, what do they do that's going to be a challenge? And how do you counteract that? What do you guys got to do to get a win here on Friday night?
Well, we have to eliminate easy buckets. You got to eliminate the runouts. They're going to push it and try to get it in transition and get it over the top. We have to find a way to score more efficiently. We've kind of been one of our issues this year is we can kind of hang in with the team because, we can guard them okay here or there towards the end of the year, and then eventually we never start scoring, and, they pick it up and find a way to score. So got to rebound, got to get back in transition, and then got to find a way to knock down shots. We've got some guys who have shown the capability to shoot incredible from three. We just haven't had it consistently. So if we can have two or three guys step up and you know, consistently knock down shots Friday night, that'll be huge.
There it is. Chris Brown, Roe Valley Boys basketball coach. Sub-state tournament for them starts Friday night, 7 o'clock on the road at Riverside. Thanks again, Coach, for all the time this year. We really appreciate it, and good luck here in the sub-state tournament.
Yep, it's always fun. Thank you.